February 11th, 1998. It's approximately 21, 22 hours. I'm here with confidential source 264.
This is a tape recorded interview with Officer Jeff Pilo. Also present during this interview is Detective Rick Barkas and Detective Dan Katz. The interview is taking place at the Criminal Investigation Division of the Galena Police Department on March 2nd, 1999. The time is 8:25 a.m. in the morning. Officer Pilo, you were informed that we wanted to talk to you about a case that took place back in 1991. Is that not correct?
Yes.
Specifically, a homicide case involving William Little, who was shot at a gas station back in 1991, case number 91002150. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are you aware this interview is being tape recorded?
Yes.
And do we have your permission to tape record this interview?
Yes.
Jeff, what I'd like to do is, we had a brief discussion before this tape recorded interview started, and basically you were one of the first responding officers to that scene. What I would like you to do is just give us a narrative on how you approached and what you did on March 31st, 1991 at the gas station where William Little was killed.
Call came out of the 1090 at the Clark Station. I believe the address is 801 East Empire Street. Responded from Center, Chestnut Street. Took Center Street south to Locust, went east to Linden, went north. I approached north on Linden Street. I turned the headlights off, parked in either on Linden Street or in the drive just to the south of the credit union on the south side of the road. I got out. There's several parked cars in the parking lot. I walk around the front of the credit union, walk towards the east side of the credit union's parking lot, standing there watching the Clark Station. In the Clark Station parking lot was an older car, blue, with a male putting air in the tires. As I was watching it, I watched in front of the station. I couldn't see any movement or anything inside. And the license plate number of blue vehicles in the lot. One of the dispatchers was giving me a hard time about running a plate because Leeds was down. The male walks from his car towards the station. He stops, looks back towards his car, turns, walks towards the station some more, stops, turns around, goes back to his vehicle. Got in it. I can't remember if he backed him out of the lot or if he did a U-turn and drove out of the lot. He drove westbound on Empire Street. After he did that, I started walking across Empire Street on the east side of the lot. I was walking north on the east side of the lot. I was watching the gas station. As that was going on, a pickup truck with two white males pulled up. Started getting out of the truck. I told him to keep the truck going across the street. Kind of a little argumentative, wanted to know why. About that time, realized, there's a tennis shoe sticking out behind the counter. I ordered the two to get in the truck and go across the street and wait. Get my weapon. Started looking through the windows from the east side of the building, going towards the west to see if there's visibly anybody in there. No one was in there. I entered the front of the station, went down, cleared the bathroom, no one was in the bathroom. I came back towards the counter. There's a little storeroom behind the counter area where the attendant was at. See the attendant lying there. Stepped past him and cleared the storage room area. There's no one in it. So when I came back up, opened the front door, one dispatched that it was, I don't know exactly what I said, but basically it was real, a man down. It appeared as if, we needed a coroner for him. I stepped back towards the attendant, went around the counter, leaned down, checked for a pulse. First place I checked for his pulse was on his wrist. I couldn't get one. Reached up, checked for a pulse on his neck. couldn't find one there. Then I thought his eye, one of his eyes blinked. And when that happened, I stepped back. Officer Paul Williams was at the door now. I told him what I was going to do. I was going to go to my car and get my CPR mask. I took a few, can't really remember what I did after that, but I stopped. You know, I was like, wait a minute, you know, maybe I shouldn't worry about my CPR mask. I turned to go back to the station. That's when Paul Williams informed me that, you know, the young man was dead. There was nothing we could do for him.
Then what did you do?
By that time, I stepped back. Other officers began to arrive. Sergeant Williams came back out. Sergeant Williams is not with the sergeant there. Officer Williams came out. And we started directing people to block off the entrances around the gas station itself. That's about the point where I noticed that the person in the blue car who had left, I know his name now, his last name is Martinez, I believe. I noticed that he'd parked on the south side of the Empire Street. He was walking up to the house next to the car station. At that point, I can't remember who I told, but I informed him that that man had just been in the lot. They went over to talk to him. By that time, Sergeant Cox had arrived. Started putting up crime scene tape. And I really can't remember what we did right after that.
Now, speaking of Mr. Martinez, in that vehicle, and you said that vehicle was by the air pumps?
Yes.
And you said when you first observed him, it looked like he was squatting down by the front passenger side?
Yes, the front passenger tire. There was a point where he was crouched down there with the air hose coming to him as if he was putting air in it.
Then you said he got up from that position, walked towards the car station office, stopped, turned, looked at his vehicle, then turned around and started to proceed back to the car station, stopped a second time, looked at his vehicle, walked back to his vehicle, and left the parking lot.
Yes. I can't remember if he walked around his car and then got in it or if he just went through the driver's doorway. That part I just don't remember.
But at any time, did you order him off the lot?
No, I never spoke to him at all. The closest I ever come to speaking to him that night was when I pointed at him and informed other officers that he had just been in the lot.
Now, when he left his vehicle and walked the first time towards the Clark station, how far, and I know it's difficult, but how far do you think he was away from his vehicle before he stopped and turned around?
Wasn't that far. 20 feet, maybe. 25. I don't know the exact distance.
Would it help if you did it in relationship to, or he was halfway to the park door, or he was closer to his car? Or?
He was closer to his vehicle than he was to the front of the business.
Okay. Now, the second time, after he stopped, he turned around, looked at his car, and then turned back around to walk towards the store. How much further do you think he walked?
I want to say he got within like 15 feet of the front door. He was at an angle. I want to say he's like 15 feet in front of the door.
So he's fairly close.
Yeah.
To the front of the store.
Yes.
Now, he leaves, another truck pulls up while you're walking up,
mm-hmm.
and you order them to leave.
Yes.
Do you know where they went?
They went to the credit union lot on the south side. They actually went where I told them to and stopped. I remember seeing them stopped over there.
Now, that vehicle wasn't there prior to you getting there?
No.
And you actually observed the people in the vehicle?
Yes.
and at no time did any of those people in that vehicle, the second vehicle now, which I think you said earlier was a truck?
Pickup truck, yes.
None of those people you observed go into the building?
They never entered the building, no. They got out of the vehicle, but they never went into the building.
Now, I'm going to show you a picture that I marked. Marked with the letter C, and I hope, and what we have here is a picture of what?
The Clark Station. You're on the south, the freeway on the south side of Empire Street, looking north towards the Clark Station.
Okay. And from this picture, can you tell me where the air pump is?
It's on the east side of the lot, or the right side of the pictures you're looking at.
So basically, it's to the far east side of the business of Park Lane.
Yes.
And then this picture also shows some gas pumps.
Yes.
Now, these gas pumps are on the east side, far east side of the business also. Is this where the truck pulled up?
Yeah, they pull up, there's actually two sets of pumps. They pull up towards the middle of the pumps. They pull up at a, and they didn't pull up like they were going to get gas. They pulled up basically towards the middle of the lot.
Okay, so you're saying, I also showed you another picture marked with the letter B. It shows two gas pump islands in front of Park Oil on the north side, and you're saying that this truck pulled in between them, like it wasn't getting gas, it was just possibly going in there to get something else.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, you went into the gas station. First off, before you went into the gas station, you saw a tennis shoe.
Yes.
And that was sticking out from the counter, correct?
Yes.
On the floor?
Yes.
And you assumed at that point what?
Two things. One, somebody was dead or they were laying down high.
Okay. And then you went in?
Yes.
And you observed?
I didn't go right in at that point.
Okay. What did you do right there?
You have one of those pictures again?
Mm-hmm. Which one would you like? The one?
Doesn't matter. One just shows the vehicle.
Okay.
I mean, not the vehicle. The store.
Okay.
When I came up, I started here on the east side of the building, looking through the windows, and walked down the front of the building so I could see what's inside the building.
Okay.
Then I went back and went inside the building.
So you saw the shoe, and you stepped back out and took, like, some cover to look to see if you saw anything else? I don't understand.
I was approaching it from an angle here.
Okay.
Once I realized his shoe was there, I told him, two guys, get in that truck, and at the same time I drew my revolver. They got in the truck and drove away, and I approached at an angle to the south, where would be the southeast corner of the building. I started looking through the windows to see if I could see anybody.
How close were you to the building when you saw the shoe?
I can't give you the exact distance. It was at a southeast angle from the building.
Would you have been in about the same location or further or closer to the location? It
would have been a very similar approach.
Had you been at about the same angle he was coming from?